You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in tonight. We are pleased to be joined by Supervisor Paul Cesars, who represents the 9th Supervisory District. Now, that covers most of Oak Creek, a good bit of Franklin, and all of Hales Corners. And thanks for being on the program tonight, Supervisor.
It's a pleasure to be here tonight. Thank you.
You've been on the board for 10 years now. You were elected at the height of what's become known as the pension scandal. You were elected in a recall election and then elected to two four-year terms after that. I guess my first question for you, Supervisor, is just looking back on these 10 years, the last decade at the county, what do you see as the highlights, maybe some of the biggest accomplishments that occurred on your watch?
Thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. Again, I wanted to share that. It was quite interesting joining the board in the high moment of time when people were very passionate about getting control back of the county. We were in the initial elections in 2002 and 2003, and it was nice to be able to be put in as chair of personnel and the Pension Study Commission to really get our arms wrapped around and lead the charge to correct what we could and analyze what could possibly be done to the future. And although 10 years have passed, we've made some significant improvements. We can quantify some of those savings a little bit later in the program, and we can talk about some of the hoped for changes that could really result in additional savings on top of it. So, you know, being thrown right into the fire was welcome. It didn't go without some of the burns you get along the way, but it was well worth it and part of the honor of serving the people of the Ninth.
That leads me right into my next question. We had this firestorm of activity and interest in county government, and you were one of the, I think you were labeled a group of reformers that came into the county board at that time. Coming in with a private sector background, were there some things within county government that surprised you or things that were different than what you expected before you served?
Well, eyes wide open, knew that the process would be slow. And there's some benefits to a slow process, but there's sometimes a very frustration on my part and members of the district who say, why can't we do something quicker? So we did propose Supervisor Rice and myself in writing to the chairman when Chairman Holloway asked us for some ideas, and we proposed the big things that would hit the pocketbook of the county as well as the payers of the pocketbook of the county, all our taxpayers, to try and save costs on pension. To explore analyzing with an actuary the cost of switching from a defined benefit plan to what the rest of the country is using, both private public sector 401 type K plans. And we finally got that. Our letter to the chairman was back in 2003 and again in 2006. So progress sometimes takes time, and we've got the analysis from our actuary, and it quantifies some significant savings if we can continue to do some of those reforms. The short term, over those first 10 years, we did reduce some of the changes that are adjustable, such as some of the formulas for calculating how the defined benefit accrues to an individual, whether it's multipliers for years of service and some others that save some money. And we were able to reduce some of the burden short term where we could and not have to go through the courts with the funding of the pension obligation bonds. We were imputing a cost of over 8.5% every year on that $1.9 billion obligation to the retirees. By doing a $400 million bond, we were able to reduce that over 2.3%, saving upwards of $230 million over the life of those bonds, which are being retired as we speak. So all things to help reduce having to have spent another $230 million. So that was a good avoidance. We'll see how the rest of this plays out for taxpayers and still maintain the benefit that we promised and owed to the retirees. So that's just a couple of brief glimpses of what we did do.
Okay, now let's kind of look on the other side of the coin here. Over the last 10 years, were there some things that you would have done differently as a supervisor? Were there any things that maybe didn't go the way you wanted to? Any missed opportunities out there?
Well, I think if we could have gotten the board to embrace some of the market-based changes for health care sooner, We've got finally some voluntary agreements with the employees and their organizations to reduce the reliance on the taxpayer to fund originally 100% of all the employees' health care costs. And now they're paying a substantial percentage that's, again, equal to both the public and private sector. In some instances, it's a little higher based on unique contracts that each respective group still has and had. In some instances, it brings people on parity or almost equal. But there's still some room to improve on the retirement portion, and I think that's where we can look to the new actuary report showing that we've got the ability to explore changing to a 401k for future benefits, still allow the continuation of the existing benefits, but at a date certain, if the board would agree, we could vote for that, or future board, hopefully shorter rather than longer, could save some additional substantial dollars, estimated to be on the small side, over $322 million over the next 25 years, all the way up to $594 million. And that would be going to a 401k type plan with up to a 4% county match. Businesses have flexibility so that if it's a good year, you might do a full match. This analysis looked at doing a 4% match automatically. I think if we could explore with the actuary in the near future to say, let's have that flexibility, just like some in the public and private sector who do have that flexibility, I think those numbers would reflect even greater savings, still assuring the worker the portability and the participation in a fund that they could take advantage of all the IRS deductions, as well as providing for their family, and also giving a younger individual the ability to say, I choose to fund my home here, and I'm going to expend here, and I'm going to defer contributions into the 401k for right now. Give the individual that flexibility, portability from job to job, whether they stay long-term here at the county or move from job to job. So those are some of the things that could have been done a little quicker, and I think still are within reach in the very near future.
Okay, so over the last 10 years, you have cast votes on a wide variety of issues. 10 years is a pretty decent amount of time to be on the board, to survive a decade, I guess, so to speak, here. We have five new supervisors coming on the board this spring. What, based on your experience here, what advice would you give them on how they can succeed in this kind of position in Milwaukee County?
It's the same advice that we were told as we came in and we reflect and talk to the members of the community, members of our district, is pay attention to the culture, the value, and the beliefs of your community. It's never 100% on your side on any issue, and I think the old adage always was that on election day or even any criticism of any vote or issue that's before you, you've got a guaranteed 40% for you and 40% against, and you have to try and respect both because you represent the entire district, but also see where that middle group is, because that usually throws which way, one way or the other. Our district has been consistently relatively fiscally conservative, and because of that, I think the biggest litmus test, if you will, snapshot of what we accomplished respecting the wishes of our district was that the 10 prior years to coming into office, this county board raised taxes on an annual basis between 6.5 and 8.5%. Since coming to the board during the 10 years here, we kind of kept our foot on the brake. We've averaged a total cumulative increase of less than 2.9%, which is a sharp contrast to the prior 10 years. And we had, for the first time in the history of county government in Milwaukee County, an actual decrease in the 2004. I would have liked to have seen that more frequently, because we constantly and continually see ways that we can save money and do things for less than what we're doing now. And I think that's the challenge, to move forward, respect the wishes of the community that puts you into office, and continue to champion and vote for the issues that can explore and hopefully implement a few things that can ensure the quality of life that we know we need and want for the community, provide the services that we know we want and need and are ordered to by the state. And then if we do have the discretion to do some things, try and get them done, but if we can't, we've got to make the hard decision, say we got to defer that one or maybe not do it anymore that way. And so I wish all my incoming colleagues and existing colleagues will continue to do a good, firm job based on those tenets.
So what's next for you after your service as a supervisor?
Continue to be active in the community, my parish, obviously as a practicing pharmacist, been involved with the State of Wisconsin Medicaid DUR Board, and so there's plenty of professional opportunities, and I welcome the opportunity to be able to spend a little bit more full time there, and especially with family.
And my last question for you is, do you have any parting thoughts for the constituents that you've represented for 10 years in the 9th District?
Just one. My sincere thanks for all the advice over the years, both pro and con. I've learned from both sides of the question, and I'm humbled by the opportunity for the great showing in the three elections, and will always cherish the responsibility and the opportunity to serve. I hope that by having attended 100% of the county board meetings over those 10 years, where we voted on every single issue, in every single budget that was presented on behalf of the ninth people, I took pride in representing the fairly conservative message that I've been given year in and year out. And to weigh in on that, see the change, a small change for the good. I'm flattered to have been chosen, and I wish the people continue to stay active and work forward with future representatives to continue the goal of running Milwaukee County well, working within the guidelines of the state, and making this place one of the greatest, best places to raise and retire.
Thank you very much, Supervisor Paul Cesars, who represents the 9th District. Coming up next on Inside the County Board, we'll hear from Supervisor Joe Rice, who represents the North Shore. Inside the County Board, we'll be back after this on News Talk 1130 WISN.